Chapter 31, Onboarding. Congratulations, you have now landed a competent person of character who is ready to start contributing as a member of one of your product teams. Unfortunately for you, your work as a hiring manager is just getting started. The first 3 months for a new member of the team are absolutely critical and will very likely set the tone for the new employee's tenure at your company. Some helpful checkpoints along the way. At the end of her first day, has she made at least one hopefully future friend on the team? Does she know what is expected of her? At the end of her first week, how was her first week? Has she had a chance to get to know personally every member of her product team? After she receives her first paycheck, it's normal for the new employee to do a subconscious assessment of the choice she made in joining your company. After her first month, at this point, the new employee has a fairly good idea of the company and her potential in it. After her first 60 days, has she scored a public win that helps establish her value to the company? Realize that many first impressions will be made, especially by senior leaders from across the company. And for many executives, there may be few opportunities to correct those first impressions if they are not positive. No matter how competent the new employee is, there is always a ramp up. Learning about the customers, the people, and workings of the company, the culture, the technology, and the industry are all critical to coming up to speed. One of the first things you'll want to establish as the hiring manager is how open the new hire is to being coached. Most people are truly grateful to have a manager that is committed to helping them succeed, but there are some who can feel threatened or confused by this. Some people have it in their heads that if they need to be coached, there must be something wrong with them, and maybe they are already at risk in their new job. I'm not a psychologist, but it's not hard to recognize when the new employee is behaving defensively or showing signs of insecurity and to address it up front. I do this by sharing my own journey and how people helped me all along the way. One way or another, you need to establish a relationship based on trust. You're trusting that she will put in her best efforts, and she's trusting you will do everything you can to help her succeed. As a hiring manager, I have learned early on, when I invested in the onboarding of my new hires, it saved me countless hours of grief and damage control. In fact, some of my biggest regrets as a manager are the times I did not put in the necessary time and effort. First, assess the new employee and use that assessment to create a coaching plan. Be sure to provide the time and opportunities to develop the necessary knowledge and skills, and then personally ensure the new employee is competent. Beyond establishing competence, your focus during this onboarding should be on establishing solid relationships. First with you and her product team, and very soon with the company's executives and stakeholders. For product managers, that's primarily around gaining a deep knowledge of the customers and a deep knowledge of your business. Everything is built on this foundation. For product managers, this typically includes a series of customer visits with an extensive debrief on the learnings afterwards. The debrief covers not only the customers, but the go-to-market mechanisms, especially sales and marketing, and how customer service is handled. The onboarding also includes time with the finance organization, learning the critical KPIs, what they mean to the business, and how they are calculated. Whatever onboarding you decide on, I strongly encourage you to have deep exposure to true users and customers at the foundation. This applies to all members of the product team, including your engineers. Once you believe the new employee has learned what is necessary, then personally introduce her to the key leaders and stakeholders, one at a time. Be sure to highlight the preparation the new person has done and her desire to serve as a true partner in collaboration. For at least the next several months, be sure to check in with these leaders and stakeholders to track how their experiences with the new employee are going and any areas they'd like to see further developed. Remember that as a leader, you are only as good as your weakest employee. These people are your product. Sidebar, APM programs. I find that most of the strong tech product companies out there are always working to find more very strong product managers. I have written many times in various ways about how critical it is to put very strong people in these roles. And I meet execs every week who tell me they need more. One company that realized this a long time ago is Google. Their first product manager, Marissa Mayer, set a very high bar, and they have worked hard over the years to recruit and develop a very strong competency of product managers. Most people know that Google has many exceptionally strong engineers, but less known is how hard they have worked to develop a set of product managers and designers that are worthy of these engineers. Very early on, they realized that strong product managers were in short supply. And one thing they did in response was to establish the APM, Associate Product Manager, program. Sometimes this name causes confusion, because in many companies outside of Silicon Valley, especially companies using feature teams, the term Associate Product Manager refers not to this program, but rather to an entry-level junior product manager. As you'll see, this program is nearly the opposite of that. So please don't let the name confuse you. Google worked hard to find the absolute best and brightest from both inside and outside the company. Entry to the APM program gives the lucky aspiring product manager entrance into a 2-year coaching program to learn how to become an exceptional product manager and eventual product leader. The purpose of the program is to take high-performing and/or high-potential individuals with a proven or growing track record in other areas, be that business or education, and coach them into very strong product managers. Marissa gets most of the credit for this program, and she put countless hours into coaching promising product leaders. The program indeed produced some exceptional talent. Many of these people are behind Google's best products and services, and many have moved on to lead their own companies. In the same spirit, I'm most proud of the product people I recruited and coached over the years, and I love that they are now all across our industry and leading many of the best product organizations in the world. I was taught that as people managers and leaders, our most critical job is to develop our people. So for medium and larger companies, I often encourage the company to set up an APM program for their very high potential product managers. Today, many of the top tech companies have APM programs, as the concept has spread far beyond Google to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Uber, Salesforce.com, Atlassian, and many more. Some start the program each year with a new cohort of APMs. Others structure the program around a rotation so that APM can get exposed to multiple types of products. There's no single right way to set up these programs, but there are some principles I'd like to share. First, you can only do this program if you have very strong and proven product leaders who are both willing and able to spend intense time coaching. Even if the leaders are at the vice president level and they normally manage other managers, if these leaders are exceptional and believe in developing talent, then enlist them to participate directly in the coaching. If you don't have these leaders, or they simply do not have the necessary bandwidth to provide the required intensity of coaching, then you can consider engaging with an external, proven product leader who is willing to provide this coaching for you. Give the person at least a year to demonstrate results. Second, set a very high bar for acceptance into this program. Only accept people who are recognized as among your best minds and highest potential. The type of person that brings value to every conversation. The type of person that is driven to make things happen and get results. Third, for everyone in this program, do a thorough assessment to identify the necessary areas of skills development. Update this assessment throughout the year. Fourth, put an individualized 1 to 2 year coaching plan in place to help these people reach their potential. They should be meeting one-on-one with a proven leader at least weekly. Of course, the main way we learn how to create great products is by jumping in and discovering and delivering great products. So be sure to put these people right in the thick of it on a key product team. But again, you only want to do this if you are providing this person with intense and ongoing coaching. There are dimensions to this program that you will want to set up in a way that is consistent with your company's culture, such as how visible and widely promoted the program is and the expectations you set with the members. I generally prefer to keep things low-key. Let the people earn the respect of their peers. Keep this about merit. I think it's worth mentioning that I have found this program to be a very effective way to improve diversity in the product organization. This is because, unlike most hiring, you're not selecting people into this program based on their experience. You're selecting them based on their potential. The key is to realize that every tech product company needs strong product managers, and the leaders of the company must constantly seek them out and work hard to develop their most promising people to reach their full potential.